Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Super excited to have you here. Tonight, we are going to be talking about dating app horror stories. That's our topic. So, I wanted to start out by just talking about how COVID in general, just the pandemic, has really led us to be having more people on dating apps. I mean, it's hard to go to like a bar and meet somebody now. I mean, I'm here in California. Sometimes waitresses will make you go back to your table for social distancing. You can't really go over to somebody else's area. So it's harder to meet people, you know, in everyday life. Everybody's home, and so now dating apps are booming. And with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences with dating apps. And first, I want to go through just a little bit of the dating apps that I personally use and what I think about them, and then we'll move into a couple stories. So some of the dating apps that I did a little bit of research on, we've got Bumble. Bumble is actually my least favorite, and people don't say that a lot. I think that a lot of times, you know, people like Bumble, but for me, it's not that I mind messaging somebody first. I do that on all my dating apps. I have no problem with that. The issue for me is that you might message someone, and then they only have 24 hours to respond to you, and then they just don't ever respond, maybe because not everybody checks all of their dating apps daily. And so with that being said, you know, you end up kind of wasting your time on Bumble. My favorite way to use Bumble for girlfriends, I have Bumble BFF. If you are looking for friends, download Bumble BFF. It's so much fun. And then another one that I use is OkCupid. And OkCupid is about it is that everybody has to send you some sort of introduction, right? Like when they message you, you'll have a whole list of introductions and you get to hear a little bit about them. Which is nice. So sometimes if people have a funny joke or an interesting approach or tell you something fun about themselves, you're maybe more likely to match with them. The downside of OkCupid is not a lot of people use it, so it still has some downfalls. And then there's Facebook dating, which a lot of people don't even know about Facebook dating, but Facebook does have a whole dating platform now. And when you go on there, it's pretty similar. Everybody that messages you, like everything that you would have to pay for on Tinder, you actually get for free on Facebook, right? Like you can see every single person that likes you. You can see messages from people, which is kind of nice. Although I will say it's a little bit overwhelming. I have never been able to get my likes down to zero. Like it's always 30 plus. There's always just a million to go through. You can never get through them. And then there's Tinder. We all know Tinder. Tinder, I don't mind the platform, but I think that Tinder just kind of gets looked at as a hookup app, and sometimes that leads to, you know, if that's not exactly what you're looking for, it might be more difficult. And then, lastly, my favorite is called Hinge, and Hinge is really cool because people on there, you have a profile with pictures, and then you have to answer, like, three questions about yourself. And they're kind of fun questions to answer. And then when people like you, they have to actually select, you know, they have to like a very specific photo or they have to respond to something that you said. So it really helps with that initial connection point. People are actually trying to, you know, maybe build an emotional connection on that app, which is super great. So those are all of the different apps that I use. There's a couple other ones. Match, I don't really like Match. HUD, I'm not sure about HUD. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but they have all these questions on HUD about what kind of, like, what you like in the bedroom. Like, you have to answer all these questions. Like, if you like hair pulling, if you like, what you're into. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to tell the world that. I might want to tell them that after I get to know them. I'm not sure about HUD. So those are just a bunch of the different dating apps. And I don't know, you know, we'll talk a little bit later on if there's a correlation between the app that you're using and the experiences you have. I think that there probably is a little bit of a correlation when it comes to my stories. And so that brings us to my first personal story. So I'm going to share a story and then we'll go to break. So my first story is, you know, when I first started dating, I was a little bit less likely to care about, like, maybe just meeting somebody at their house, right? COVID made it hard to meet somebody at a restaurant or go get drinks. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll come over, which was pretty naive of me. It's not something I do anymore at all. I have, like, a, you know, typically try to have a rule to meet somebody outside of their own house. But this first day, this guy seemed really nice. We've been talking for a couple of weeks. I'd seen actual pictures of him, Snapchats of him. You know, I knew he was real. He had a good personality. Everything seemed really great. He lived 5 minutes from me. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll swing by. I'll come by at 7. And he said, you know, parking is really terrible at my house, which it's in kind of a smaller town where parking is not usually terrible. But I, you know, I was being trusting. So I was like, okay. So he said, I think it would be better if I just pick you up. And I was like, well, okay, you can pick me up. And so he comes to pick me up. And keep in mind, as I'm talking to this guy on, like, social media or Snapchat or whatever I'm talking to him on, he's, like, seems really charismatic, has a great personality. And when he gets there, he's just, like, super silent and, like, super weird. But I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, he's nervous, so it's okay. So I get in the car and try to make small talk, but I'm just, like, forcing conversation. And then we all of a sudden are on the freeway to Oakland, when we were supposed to be going 5 minutes away. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, where are we going? Where is this person taking me? Why did I get in this person's car? Like, I went into immediate, like grasp my pepper spray, like, what is happening? And I'm like, where are we going? And he was like, oh, well, technically guests are banned from my place right now. So I really only sneak people in after dark. So we can just go to this lake and we can, like, just drink or something. And I was like, wow, this would have been really great to know beforehand. But I'm like, okay, you know, I think now after, like, this was probably only, like, 2 or 3 weeks into being single. Like, now if that happened, I would be like, take me home. Don't want to be here. But in this situation, I was thinking, okay, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Like, we'll just grab a drink. So he goes into the store and he buys, like, a handle of tequila. And then, you know, breaks out, you know, other stuff. We're sitting in his car drinking. And now, you know, I'm like, wait. So he's, like, taking pulls out of this bottle and he's driving. So I'm like, oh, like, maybe we shouldn't drink right now. Like, maybe we should drink later. And he said, oh, as long as I take under 4 shots, I should be good. And I was like, oh, nah. I was freaking out a little bit. And so it gets dark. We head back. Which, again, I don't know, at this point, I should have been like, I'm out. What am I doing here, right? But this is why ladies, I mean, anyone should just always have their car on a first date. Like, I don't know what I was doing in this situation. And then we get back to his house, and we walk through a backyard, and this backyard has, like, animals in it, right? Like, not just, like, dogs or cats, like big birds, like peacocks, and, like, all these, like, exotic animals. So I'm like, what is happening? And then we walk into, like, what looks like a garage. And it's, like, he lives in, like, the side garage that's been converted into an apartment. And his toilet was literally in the middle of the room, like with no walls around it. Yeah, like in the middle of the room, and then he said, "If you have to pee, just go. I don't care." What? Like, I do not know what I'm doing here. Eventually, I was just like, "Okay, I gotta go home." Like, I waited until this man hadn't drank like for a little while, and then I was like, "I'm sorry. Like, I really need to leave. Like, I just don't know why I'm here." Like, his shower was wide open too. There was no doors to anything. I was just like, "What is happening?" So yeah, definitely a very weird experience. That's my first horror story. And I have one more that might be worse when we get back. So we're going to go ahead and go to our first break.
Hello, this is Kate with the Trending News. Tonight's news is about how there is a study that has actually proven that cute little animals reduce stress levels in humans. This was found by England's University of Leeds, who partnered with Tourism Western Australia and studied the psychological and physiological impact of cute animals on students and staff in college. They had 19 participants, and they were asked to watch a 30-minute slideshow of cute images and short clips of animals. 15 of the 19 participants had an exam 90 minutes after the slideshow, and the other four were academic support staff who had declared they were stressed at work. They studied the heart rates and the average blood pressure and showed that all of the heart rates of every participant did drop, and all of the average blood pressures went into the ideal blood pressure range. And anxiety overall was reduced by almost 50%, proving that cute animals are a powerful stress reliever. Back to the show.
Okay, we're back. Isn't it so exciting to hear about how animals can make us happy? So, here we go, my second story. And I think this one is worse. I don't know how this happened to me. So it's still back in my very first time of dating where I was comfortable going to men's houses. This was before the second time, so I guess I didn't learn my lesson on the first one. But I had met this guy. He was Italian. I like Italian food, and I've been to Italy, so he was, you know, exciting to me. And he said that he had an apartment in San Francisco that overlooked the city, so of course I wanted to go. It's beautiful. So I'm like, I'll go. And he said it was going to cook me this traditional Italian dinner. It was going to be great. And I was like, sounds good. So I get there. I know, you're already laughing, but there's no way. So I get there, and I get upstairs. It is beautiful. It's pretty. He's got some charisma, right? He's got a bottle of wine. He had two, and he was like, which one is your favorite? Are you a white or red girl? I'm a red girl. So I was like, this is perfect. We're sipping our wine, taking in the views, and having some good conversation. And then we go inside, and he turns on some music and starts, like, really getting into dancing. And I was like, okay, I can dance. That sounds fun. So we're just, like, dancing for a while. And it was like, okay. I was like, I need to get a little bit more wine in my system for this. And then we keep dancing. And then at some point during the dancing, he, like, grabs me and just, like, throws me onto his bed. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, this isn't what I want. And this man, like, just gives me a hickey. Like, I wasn't even ready for it. I was like, nah. And he just, like, puts a hickey on me. And I'm like, whoa, no. Sorry, no hickeys. Like, I'm the type of person who never wants to be marked up like that, like, especially when you're single. I don't want anybody seeing hickeys from somebody. So I told him, like, hey, no more hickeys. And he proceeded to do it two more times. And I was like, what is happening? Like, stop it. And then he asked me. So I thought this date, I was very luckily on my period. And he says, since you can't do anything, can I lick your shorts? Lick your shorts.
No.
Let me tell you what it would be like.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, and then he tried to lick my shorts. Like, no, I do not want your wet slobber on my shorts. Like, please don't lick my shorts. And then I convinced him to get off of me, right? I'm like, can we have dinner, please? Like, stop trying to do all these weird things to me. And so he starts making dinner. And I'm feeling good because I'm like, okay. And at this point, like, you know, while we're drinking wine, I'm pretty sure he took, like, a couple shots, too. So he's a little drunk. And I'm getting to that, like, tipsy point. And he starts making the food, and he's got, like, a whole plan. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to make you this. It's going to be delicious. And then he gets done with dinner, and it was not good. First of all, like, I did not enjoy the food either. You know, I could have at least said that I enjoyed the food. No, it wasn't good. And
oh, my gosh. So he was basically just pushing the stuff up on you and then gave you horrible food.
And then this is where things get really bad, okay? So after I finish the food, he goes into the bathroom and leaves the door open and takes a shit, okay? And not only does he take a shit with the door open, but he's, like, grunting at me, like, oh, babe, that was a good one. And I'm like, oh, no, you did not just do that. And then directly after, right, sitting in front of me, comes out of the bathroom and is like, I feel so relieved now. You know what? I really wish we could just get in the shower right now and since you're on your period and just do some stuff. And I was like, no, definitely not interested in that. And then I'm like, I need to leave. Like, I need to not be here. Like, that was easily the worst thing. Like, I dated a man for 7 years, and he never shit in front of me. Like, not one time. And I would have never liked that, let alone the added grunting. So I was like, I have got to get out of here. So I'm a little bit too tipsy to drive, which is another lesson learned of, like, if you're going to meet someone for the first time, and now I have my car, I'm like, okay, I got my getaway car, but if you can't drive it, then, you know, you're kind of out of luck. So I was like, I'm going to take a nap right now because I'm really tired. That traditional Italian dinner just made me tired. So I'm like, I'm just going to try to, like, lay down and get rid of this, like, this drunk, and then I can leave. And so I lay down. And evidently, even when I'm in incredibly uncomfortable positions, I can just fall asleep. So I did. I fell asleep. And I wake up to him next to me, fully naked, farting. Like, loudly farting. And I'm like, what? And then he turns and puts his bare ass on my leg. And I was like, nope. And I stood up. My drunk was gone. So I stood up and I packed all my stuff. And I just got out of there. I was like, I gotta go. And then he saw me leaving right as I was, like, almost out the door. He's like, where are you going? And I was just like, gotta go, bye. And then I, like, ran down to my car and drove home. And when he asked me what went wrong, which I was, like, astounded that he could possibly be asking, I think it was because he was a cigarette smoker and I didn't like the taste of that. And now this man, like, monthly sends me a selfie of him with, like, a nice car, and is like, look at all that you're missing because of measly cigarettes. And I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy. So that is probably the worst that I've experienced. And I don't know why I was there for so long. Like, I don't, in both of the situations, like, both of the stories that I told, I just kept being like, oh, this is weird, but it's okay. Like, it'll probably get better soon. And now I'm like, nah, nope. if something like that starts happening, that's when it's time to hit the road. So I learned some lessons. But before we move into some questions. Yeah.
Okay. Tawanda has something she wants to say.
Tawanda. Hi, Tawanda. I'm glad you're here.
Tawanda? She must have gone somewhere. She'll be right back.
Okay, when she comes back.
I'm already talking. Kate, all I have to say is, wow. I am speechless. I don't know how to comment to that.
I couldn't even believe it. Like, I don't even understand. So funny. But, okay, well, while we're waiting on Tawanda to come back, we can go ahead and move into our second break.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now? You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Wanda, are you here now? Okay, I don't.
Ooh, let's play. Wanda. Let's have some fun.
Okay. You there, Tawanda?
Yes.
Okay, I heard you had something to say. Do you have something to say?
Hi, everyone. Let's have some fun. I'm just in listen mode, and I always call when I'm told to. Oh, I love questions.
Okay, well, I have some questions for everyone. So we're going to start with Eve. So Eve, tell me, what do you think, like, what's your take on dating apps in general? Like, do you use them? And if you do, what are your favorites? Why are they your favorites? Or do you not like them at all?
Okay, so I've only used Tinder, and I love it because it's entertaining. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. I don't really do online dating. I never really have. Not against it. I just haven't. But I did go on Tinder when COVID hit. I had some great times. I think it's great. You just swipe, match, and there's so many interesting people. And I wanted to ask you, what app did you meet those two men on? Just curious.
They were both Tinder. They were both Tinder.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's why I think Tinder's got a little bad taste in my mouth. on Tinder, have you played Swipe Night yet?
No, I haven't. What's that?
It's super fun. So every once in a while, Swipe Night pops up, and it's like a big SN. And it's like you're joining a TV show, and there's like an episode, and you're a character in it, and then you have to make all these decisions while you're in it. And then it's like the one that I played, it was like the world was ending, and it was like, what do you do right as the world ends? And then whatever your fate is, it will match you with a bunch of other people that had the same fate. So I don't know, it's kind of fun. Everybody look out for Swipe Night. It's really fun. Like, it's like you're playing a little game. I like it.
I haven't really like wanted to actually meet someone I have things in common with. I was more in for like entertainment purposes, and but if I were to, I've heard good things about Bumble, but I never heard of Hinge, so thanks for bringing that up.
Hinge is the one for sure. Download Hinge. How about Kaya, what do you think? Do you use dating apps?
In my past, I've definitely used some dating apps. I can't remember all of the ones that I use. I think I use MocoSpace, which is like a modern day MySpace or Facebook almost. But my main online dating app that I use is TOS. I've also used Millionaire Matchmaker.
Well, you're something I've never heard of. I'll take some notes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Millionaire Magic?
No, Millionaire Matchmaker. So basically, it's a website where people, men who claim that they're millionaires, they're looking for love on this website. So you can go on there and you can actually date a millionaire. It's, I'm not a gold digger.
I like millionaires.
I'm not a
First and foremost, I just want to put that out there. I am not a gold digger.
She wants everyone to know.
I just want you guys to know I am
she,
not a gold digger.
She's not
I
a
don't.
Gold digger, but she just don't want to date no broke.
Yeah. I'm not a gold digger either, but I just wrote the name of that app down, so.
It's funny because it's like it's free for women when you sign on. Of course, it's free, and then I believe you get 30 days free on the app. You guys are listening really intensively. I love it.
Nice.
But you get 30 days.
Good luck. Awesome. Thanks, Taya. How about you, Alexis?
On the app.
Okay.
For me, I've used Match. I avoid Tinder at all costs. And I'm old school. I used to use Craigslist. And, Kate, about your horror story, Craigslist.
I'm going to ask everyone, but go ahead.
When Craigslist was all the rage, I used Craigslist. I have this horror story where I met a person on Craigslist, and like you, Kate, I talked to him for a while. He was very charismatic, very funny, very personable, and he literally told me, come out to his farm where he and his mom owned a lot of land, and he would like to take me camping because there's supposedly this beautiful spot that he wanted to show me. And I'm thinking to myself, hell no.
I get murdered.
In the middle of nowhere. So I agreed to meet him halfway at a mall in a bookstore, and dumb old me decided to meet him in a bookstore, and I got sidetracked because the point of meeting him there was if he seemed creepy or if he didn't look anything like his picture, I could flip out. But he found me first, so I couldn't flip out. Let's just say he looked nothing like his picture. The picture clearly was an old picture. And the outfit he had on was all wrinkled, like he just got out of bed. His hair was still a mess, and he had flip-flops on, okay? So I'm, like, standing there, and I'm like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. So, like, the entire time, he tried to hold my hand. And I'm like, are you? No, we're fine. So I agreed to go out to lunch. And let's just say he was getting creepier and creepier. He tried to play footsie under the table. So I ended up bailing on that date. And the only way that I got out of there was I texted one of my girlfriends. And I said, you have about 5 seconds to call me with some sort of damn excuse to get me the F out of here. So she called me, and she told me her apartment was on fire. And that's how I escaped my horrifying date. And to this day, I refuse to go on a date unless the dude is going to send me a live picture.
Yeah, exactly. A live picture for sure. Dang. So wait, he catfished you.
No, he didn't catfish me. It was him in the picture. It was just an older picture. It wasn't a recent
picture. That makes sense. Okay. Gotcha. Nice. Thanks for sharing, Alexis. Tawanda, do you use dating apps? What do you think of them?
The girl, the queen, and got so many stories, but I wanted to say to Alexis first that I can't remember. I was on a call one time with a young lady, and she was saying that when someone has a picture of them like 20 years before, it's not called catfishing, but it is called something because they're still, what's the word? They're still, they're not lying, but... Well, basically, it's called something. I have to Google it and see. But, man, I have been on so many different types of sites. I've never done Tinder. Plenty of Fish I've done. I've done Tagged. MocoSpace, probably like years and years ago. I don't even know MocoSpace was still around. And it was just really a lot of idiots on MocoSpace. I even had a few friends. Okay. Close your ears, Eve, because you're not a gold digger, and close your ears, Kaya, but I have a friend. She met some really good guys with money on fucking arrangements,
But Kaya and Eve, they don't care about that because they don't care about the money part. But that, so I called myself getting on there one time, and I met my bro. And I went on there because I was looking to meet somebody that had money, like the ones they met. They met some sugar daddies. But, yeah, and I'm on Bumble, but I'm on Bumble Business. I didn't know Bumble had a dating thing. So when I got on, I want to definitely get some. But, yeah, but long story short, I, in reference to, like, horror dating, all right, I'm 5'8". So I met a guy, and we were talking, going back and forth, and I was trying to figure out his height, but I really couldn't find a way to ask. And I was trying to figure out from his picture, but I really couldn't tell. And we didn't FaceTime anything. So we ended up meeting, and he was like 5'3" or 5'4". And I was sitting down. So when he came in, I'm like, oh, shit, he's a midget. And I was so uncomfortable. And he had the, what, he had the short man complex. Oh! And I was sitting there the whole time. So he was like, you want to go here? You want to walk? I'm like, nah, you go ahead. I'll come behind you. I didn't want anyone to see me walking with him because he was a midget. And I'm just not really into short guys. So that was so freaking hard. He was so nice, though. But, and he was like, you know, I hope, this, you know, I hope my height. I'm like, oh, no, you know, you're good. I'm not. I said, I'm not shallow like that.
Yeah.
And I was not taking his call no damn more. And he was like, I know you're not blocking your blessing by some little inches. I'm like, yeah, emphasis on little.
I feel you.
Don't even get me started.
I told you guys about, like, when I met him, I had been talking to him for 9 months, like, on Skype every night, had already said I love you to him, and I met him in the airport. And the first thing I said to him was, you are shorter than I thought you would be. And then he was like, well, that's nice. And then he asked me if he could kiss me. I was like, I guess. And then we dated for 7 years, so I guess I didn't care. But I know what it's like when you show up to someone, you're like, wait, what? You're way shorter than I thought. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and go into our last break, and then when we come back, we'll hear some more stories.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website, check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
Nice. We're back. Super excited about those books. So excited. Okay, so I want to hear other people's stories now. So I know Eve told me she had some stories to share, and I've been excited. So, Eve, what you got?
Okay, so my story's a little different in the sense that when I saw this guy's picture, because I was visiting Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was with my family, and I was bored. So I was just looking to make friends. This was, like, in May. So I swiped right on basically everybody, like I didn't discriminate, and this guy was talking to me, and I wasn't interested, but he was really funny, and I was like, hey, I don't like you like that, like I don't want to hook up with you, but if you want to just hang out, I'm not doing anything Thursday. He was like, yeah, sure, he seemed really chill about it, and we met. He was cool to begin with. And I wasn't too threatened, like, by him because he was a lot shorter than me and a lot skinnier. And so, I don't know, I guess I just kind of felt like I was in control of the situation. So we're hanging out, and then he's like, we're at a park or something. He's like, let's get some drinks. And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. And so we drink, we talk, it's fine. Now it's time to go home. It's like midnight. And we get in the car. And he was like, can I have a goodnight kiss? And I was like, no. I was like, dude, like I told you, like I don't want to. And then he just like turns into this monster. He starts calling me like a whore, you know, the B word. And like all this shit, right? So sorry. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of the car. Like I'm just going to leave and I'll Uber home or whatever because he's getting kind of nasty. So I reach to leave the car and he puts his hand on me and he was like, hey. I was like, what? You know? And he was like, did I ever tell you I was raped when I was 9? And I was like, no. And so then he starts like bawling. And it's actually kind of a sad story. So he starts crying and I'm just sitting there like not sure what to do. And he like puts his head in my lap. So he's like crying with his head in my lap. And I'm like holding him, you know, and he's telling me what happened. And I was like his stepbrother when they were like, he was like 9 and his stepbrother was like 11 and his dad caught them, but he got punished for it. And so it was like this whole mess. And I was like, oh my God, like you should probably go to therapy. Like, you know, like, have you ever talked to anybody about this? He's like, no. And I'm like, so I'm the first person you've ever told? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay. So I'm holding him and he stops crying. It's been about 30 minutes. And he was like, yeah, so do you want to get another drink? And I was like, no. I was like, I want to go home. And he was like, no, we should get another drink. And I was like, look, you really need help. And like, I want to go. And so he said, okay, fine. So he drives me back. And then he like gives me a big hug. And he was like, thank you so much, you know. And then I was like, okay, like, take care. And I go home. And the next day, he just like sends me these pictures of his new tattoo. And he was like, yeah, so do you want to hang out tonight? And I was like, look, guy, like, no. I mean, you got really nasty, and then you had like a meltdown, and that's just a lot to lay on somebody you don't know. And it was more sad than horrifying, but it's still pretty like random. It was like my second date ever. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, no, that was probably the worst one.
It's like hard to listen to somebody's like deep problems when you just met them, and you're like, whoa, like that's intense.
Yeah, I felt bad, and, like, I also felt like he was using it to, like, justify his behavior, and that was off-putting, too, because I was like, okay, I know that happened to you, but, like, that doesn't excuse you, like, being a baby, because, like, I didn't want to kiss you, you know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Yeah. And you made it pretty clear, like, early on, I'm not interested in you in that way. I feel like it's really frustrating when you tell a man, like, sometimes on dating apps, I'll add somebody that I don't think is super cute, but they said something really funny to me. They'll be like, hey, I'm not interested, but let's be friends because you seem cool. And then when they, like, in the back of their head are like, oh, I'm going to convince her, it's like, why? Like, why?
Yeah, that's what
like
he
that?
Said. He was like, yeah, he was like, I thought I could change your mind. I was like, no.
They always do.
Kate, can I share a story, Kate, real quick, please, about that?
Of course.
All right, this was Tawanda. So I met a guy on one of these dating sites, and I did the same thing because he had a really nice profile. I really wasn't, like, interested in him like that, but I thought he may be pretty cool. Maybe I can even hook him up with someone. And he was like, listen, I'm looking for a wife. Are you not looking for a husband? Are you not serious? And he basically started harassing me about it and telling me how I need to get to know him, not be shallow, give him a chance, get off of the site.
Oh,
I mean, we went back and forth like 30, 40 minutes. Yeah, but he was aggressive. And then I said, well, I'm just looking for friends. He was like, listen, you're old enough to be serious. Stop playing these games. You know, why you just can't be serious? And I'm like, I thought I had a choice. I didn't know I didn't have a choice when I got on these sites.
Yeah, he was
he's trying to tell me what my damn goal need to be. But also, let me share this, though, real quick, too. One of my girlfriends a few years ago, she met this guy. She was living in North Carolina. He lived in Virginia. They met. They talked on the phone and on video chat for, like, a month. She was in love. She was like, oh, I love him. He loves me, da-da-da. And I'm like, well, kind of slow your roll because, you know, y'all haven't really met. Sometimes, you know, meeting in person is different than, you know, in video chat. And I think they were, like, Skyping or something. And she drove like 6 hours to Virginia. Ooh, I hope she don't listen to this podcast. And she stayed the night at his house, as a matter of fact, two nights, and they got it on, and she said the sex was amazing, and they just kind of hung out that weekend at his house, and he left several times, went and did different things, but left her at his house, and she left that Sunday, and but they were talking every day, all day. Like, when she was at work, they were talking. She would, like, get a client, hang up with them, call them, right? They were talking every day. So, you know, when you're talking to somebody all the time, and something changes, you notice. On the way back home, on the way there, they were talking all the way there. On her way back, he was busy. He had this to do. He had that to do. And when she came back, she did not hear from him at all.
Ever again?
Ever.
No.
Yep.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Whoa. How horrible is that? And she, but the thing about, she said even if he didn't like me, he left her with so much uncertainty. She didn't know what happened. Yeah, so that was kind of horrible.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be an explanation at least. For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, we heard from Amy, we heard from Alexis earlier, and we heard from Tawanda. Kaya, any thoughts that you want to share? Any stories or just, like, thoughts on other people's stories you want to share?
No, I don't have any thoughts. I do want to share that POS so far has been pretty good to me. So if you guys want to check out that site, it's called Plenty of Fish.
For sure. Okay, well, then we're going to go ahead and move on to talking to some special guests. So, I think we have Kia on tonight. Is Kia there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Kia. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy
to
be here. Hello, everyone.
Okay. Do you have any stories to share or thoughts on the topic of dating app horror stories? Any thoughts you want to add?
Yes, I do have a story to share. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Tags, but I would not recommend it. I am not trying to recommend anyone to go to Tags. Don't ever do it. Do not do it. It's pretty raunchy.
Oh, Kia, there? You there?
Yeah, someone keeps muting me. It says mute it and then unmute it. I don't know.
Okay,
but,
you're good. I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. But yeah, I was on Tags and I was talking to this guy, and all the guys that I do talk to or used to talk to on Tag, I always tell them, don't send any inappropriate pictures because I'm not really into it. I want to know what you're about before we get into stuff like that, And this guy was so persistent, like, oh, let me show you. And I'm like, no, thank you, no. And he was like, okay, fine. He was like, how about we go out on a date and go to the movies? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm totally down, excited about it. And he took my number down. I took his number down, and we made an arrangement to go out to the movies. The next, like, literally, I kid you not, the next day, like, the next morning, really, he sent me a freaking dick pic, and I was so upset, I was so disappointed, I was like, never, ever, ever, ever again.
You canceled the date?
I mean, it was big, don't get me wrong, but I was like, no, I'm not into that.
It's actually surprising how often men straight, as soon as I add them from Tinder to Snapchat, the first thing they send me is a dick pic. And I'm like, what?
No, are you kidding?
Unsolicited. I don't want that.
Right? Yes. Can I know what your mind is about first before you send me your, picture of your junk? I mean, have some class, guys. Really? I mean, I'm not thirsty, but you send in dick pics, you pretty thirsty.
Especially someone saying don't send it to me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Hi, can I interrupt just for a quick second? There seems to be a really bad echo. So, put yourself on mute.
What was that? You put everyone on mute? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said there was a really bad echo.
And I think it was the one of the callers dropped. So we have a lot of people on here that I don't recognize. So Kia just spoke. So go ahead and continue with the show, Kate.
Okay, so Kia, are you finished? Is Kia finished sharing?
Yes, I hope everyone heard me.
Yeah, we heard you. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's super crazy how many unsolicited dick pictures. Actually, to add on to that, I was actually at dinner with somebody, like eating dinner in a nice restaurant, like crab dinner. And they turned their phone around to show me their dick picture at dinner. Like, they didn't do it to me. They literally just showed it to me on their phone. And I was like, what are you doing? Stop. Why?
Oh, my God.
It's so disrespectful. If you're not asking for a dick pic, don't send a dick pic. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah,
I actually
sure.
have
That's
a way weird. Of discouraging that. Because I use a chatting app called Kik, and a lot of times men on there think the first thing a girl wants to see is a picture of their dick, and I actually repeatedly have posted in rooms to please not do it and not send them to me. So this one guy, he was pretty persistent because he just wanted some action, I guess. He kept on sending them to me, and I kept on telling him to please stop PMing me, so he wouldn't. So, ladies, guess what I did? I literally downloaded a gif of a meat grinder with a piece of meat going through the grinder, and I told him, ever contact me again or send me another pic of his little friend, I'm going to put his little friend through that grinder. I never heard from him again. I wonder why.
Right?
Wow, that's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Send me that
video. That's one way to get rid of him.
That is so funny. Thank you for sharing that. I really needed to hear that tonight. Also, speaking of dating apps and people on dating apps, we do have a guest on here tonight. Chris, I don't know if he's muted or if he could speak, but I was hoping. I haven't actually met him yet, but I met him on a dating app, and he's here and said that if I called him out, he'd be open to talking. So, Chris, are you there? Chris? It looks like we lost Chris.
He might have been
You say, oh, okay, because of the backlash. Okay, that's all right. Maybe we'll hear from Chris a different time. Okay, besides that, if anyone else has anything to add, then, you know, I'd love to hear it. And if not, then we can finish up the show. Does anyone have anything to add?
Go ahead.
All I have to say is dating apps are pretty interesting. I've heard of really horrifying stories. Me escaping from my date was one of them. And believe it or not, my sister had a similar one where she agreed to meet a person she met off of an app. And unfortunately, before they could even start their first date, you want to know what this guy did to my poor sister? He was sitting down, and when she walked in, I guess she had on one of her coats, so he really couldn't see if she was fit or not. So when she took off her coat, he literally did that whole up and down thing that we all do, and he goes, oh, so you really are a skinny girl. I can work with it. So my sister did not know how to react to that, so she sat down. And he literally put her on the spot and asked her out on a second date before they could even finish their first one. And she didn't know what to say, so she said, okay. So here's the part, here's the catch. On the second date, she did not want to go with him, but she was like, you know what, since I committed, I'll go. And he insisted on coming to pick her up, but she said, no, she'll drive. So when she got to the place, he did not want to sit across the booth from her. He wanted to sit right next to her, which made her really uncomfortable. And he kept on trying to persuade her to go karaoke with him so he could get her in a private dark room. So she said, no, thank you. So she kept on. So she sent me a text message under the table that read, SOS, get me the hell out of here. So I kept on calling my sister, and she kept on ignoring my phone. So eventually she told the guy, she goes, you know what, my phone's been buzzing repeatedly. Let me step out to see if it's an emergency. It's unusual somebody would keep calling back to back. She comes out. She tells me she's coming home. She goes back in. And you want to know what she says to this guy? She goes, I'm so sorry. That's my sister's school. My sister Alexis, she got extremely sick at school and has to be taken to the doctor's office and she can't drive herself. So her school called me to tell me to come. I'm so sorry. It was really nice meeting you. She never called the guy back.
Got out of it. Dang, I wouldn't even showed up to that second date.
No,
but nice.
Dude.
Kyle, was
it
you that had something else to add?
No, I don't have anything else to add.
Was it Eve?
No. Yeah, I did. This one was more like disappointing, but it was also kind of crazy. I'll keep it quick, but there was this guy I matched with, and he was like in his profile, he said he was 6'9", guys. 6'9". I was like actually like super down to hang out, and I was like, UK, I was like, I'll go to your apartment, like that's fine.
Why not?
So yeah, I was like, what could happen? So we made like several plans to hang out and they kept getting canceled. So I was like, okay, whatever. He kept canceling. So one day he's like, no, come over, please, and I was like, okay. So I'm driving over there. And I get a phone call from a number I don't recognize. And I was like, hello, like, who's this? And it was some girl. And she was like, are you on your way to Joe's house? And I was like, yes. And she was like, well, you can't come over because I'm with him right now. And I was like, oh, are you his girlfriend? She's like, that's none of your business. And I was like, okay, what the fuck? What is going on? And so she was like, I'm with him right now, but you can't come over. And she's like, I'll call you when I'm all done. And I was like, don't need to call me, like, I don't want to come over, so we got off the phone, and, like, I texted him right away. I was like, why would you invite me over when you have somebody over already? That's awkward. And I was like, is she your girlfriend? And he was like, no, he's like, I don't even know her that well. And I was like, well, how did she get my number? Because obviously you two know each other. And so, anyway, it turns out it was his girlfriend. So I felt kind of bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yep. The dating world is wild. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for being here. This is a great topic. And thanks, everyone, for sharing. We had some good stories tonight. So thanks again. And we'll go ahead and end the show.
Have a good night, everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.